is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. As we gather today to celebrate the 8th anniversary of the dedication of St. Mary's, this holy temple, I am sure that there are many feelings in our hearts. One of them is gratitude for the work done and for those who have contributed and still contribute in any sense to its complexion. It is a great sign in our time to build a church like that. It's something that few people will say, unbelievable. For others, you may have the sense of pride in having such a beautiful place of prayer and worship. For others, maybe their feeling is happiness, because this place is a visible sign of the vitality and commitment of this community. It is a sign of you. This temple is a sign of the Christian faith of this community of Aiken. For others, perhaps, is the feeling of hope that this temple will be always a way, a mean to get closer to God and to His people. Let us now put our attention in the message of the Word of God for this feast and celebration. St. Peter in the second reading, called the believers and asked to get close to the Lord, knowing that we all are the living stones of a whole body that is the church. Knowing that we are the new chosen people, knowing that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Those words are not for the Jews. Those words are for us. We are those. And we are invited today to bless Him, to bless God, and to proclaim His marvelous deeds, to proclaim what He has done for us as individuals, as a community. We must proclaim to others what the Lord has done for us. My brothers and sisters, it is not enough to have a beautiful and great temple. It is good to remember what happened to many beautiful churches in different places, even here in the States. Maybe you had known many of them in the North, that they had been closed and they had to be sold out because there was no people. A temple without people means nothing. So it is not enough just to have a beautiful and great temple. It is very important to have a healthy and committed community who is conscious of being the living body of Christ. We are the living body of Christ. It is important to have a community with open hearts, and not only hearts, but also doors to those who want to be part of our community. It is important to have a welcome spirit with a desire to praise God and to proclaim to others His good news. To share with others what we have, what we live, and what we believe. Then at the Gospel, Jesus is warning the people about the temple and about the church as an institution and as the people of God. Do not make of it a marketplace. It should be the dwelling place of God. This gospel is a great call for fidelity to our identity as people of God. It is a great call for fidelity to our identity as the people of God that we are. Striving to be holy and to do the will of God in our daily life. Being good witness of our faith through our actions of love, mercy, and compassion. It is a great call for fidelity also for the church as an institution, being attentive, not to lose the view of His vision and mission, being to the service of the gospel, being a safe place for everybody, keeping His moral authority, being a prophetic sign of hope, unity, and concord for all humanity. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your presence among us in our life and in this holy temple. Help us to be faithful and guide us for the way of life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.